As we begin our worship service today, we have more music notes than usual, and with good reason. This worship service is our Minister of Music's final one as part of St. John's staff. David Furness will be retiring on July 31st after 33 years of sharing his varied musical gifts in a multitude of memorable ways. Although the celebratory musical event planned for June had to be canceled due to the pandemic, we have been celebrating David on St. John's private Facebook page every day during July. Let's just say we have had fun looking back at photos and reliving memories from days when clothing and hairstyles were decidedly different, and many of us looked quite a bit younger. We do look forward to celebrating in the fall with David, so stay tuned. On a personal note, I have had the wonderful privilege of working with David for all 33 of his years at St. John's, and for that I am grateful. In many respects, we have grown up in ministry together, and I give thanks every single week, not only for the caliber of David's music, but also for the volunteer musicians he has inspired and equipped to do the same. Indelibly etched on my memory are music pieces and things that David has shared and we have learned together, and my hope is that our 33 years with David among us will be indelibly etched on his memory. So, cheers to you, David, and all that lies ahead. And with that, let me share the notes. Following the hymns played on the chimes, the organ prelude will be Prelude and Fugue in A Minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. It is the same prelude that David played on the very first Sunday that he played for a worship service on July 6th, 1969, in a little Presbyterian church in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. This piece bookends David's career, which brings to mind a quote from Max Reger, a famous 19th century German organist: "Bach is the beginning and end of all music." Our opening hymn, Praise to the Lord, is the first hymn David played in that same worship service in 1969. The anthem before the sermon, Remember, was written by Davis Giersch, especially for a celebration of music that would have taken place at St. John's on June 7th. Today it will be heard for the very first time. As a benediction, the Hendricks family, Debbie, Steve, Jill, and Leslie, have recorded Davis Giersch's Peace I Leave With You. There will be two postludes today. The first is a piece that demonstrates the full range of the Schultz Memorial Organ, Chorale by Joseph Yongen. That will be followed by a favorite piece of many of us here at St. John's, I'll Fly Away, a tune by Albert Brumley, arranged for organ by Henry Sexton. The words, as always, for today's hymns may be found on our Facebook page and website. Thanks to Liz Vanderberg, Bill Leslie, and Ann and Eric Kinsey for adding their voices to our hymns. Please join me now in taking a deep breath as we shift our gears, as we enter into worship. May we know, may we remember that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you.
Thank you.
More than once you've heard me say, while we do not know what the future holds, we as people of faith know God holds the future. This truth at the very heart of our faith, now more than ever, is a truth we would do well to hold on to. Now more than ever, we are living with uncertainty, not at all sure what life will look like 6 months from now, 6 weeks from now, or even 6 days from now. On better days, we are hopeful and encouraged by every bit of upbeat news that comes our way. On not so good days, we allow the worst case scenarios to pull us down into deep, dark holes where we see no way out and no reason to keep on keeping on. As hard as it may be to envision, God is weaving a future out of the mess humankind has made. God has not and will never give up on us, and as always, is in the process of creating beauty where ugliness prevails, breathing life into dry bones, and hope into despairing hearts. God invites us to participate in this process, to be the threads God weaves into a tapestry like no other, magnificent beyond compare. To equip ourselves for this important work, we enter now into worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying our prayer of confession. The words may be found on our website and Facebook page. If you do not have them handy, I invite you to join with me in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Patient and loving God, you do indeed have a plan for humankind, but we have not always done our part to help that plan unfold. You envision a just world for all, but far too often we have been concerned only about the small worlds in which we live. You envision a world in which the little ones are cared for and the hungry are fed. The stranger is welcomed and the outcast is invited to sit at the table with the privileged. But far too often we have failed to notice those who are struggling or in need. Forgive us, gracious God, and stir within us a deep desire to reach outside of our comfortable circles, to embrace those who have never experienced your love, because no one has ever shown them what that love looks like. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. This day and every day, we give thanks for this priceless gift. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11, and then verse 45. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has uttered. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He is mindful of his covenant forever, of the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. And our next reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good, for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.